As more cases of the coronavirus are confirmed throughout the state, it's putting pressure on supplies for healthcare workers. So Wyoming creators, coders, engineers, and others are working on ways to help local hospitals make sure they don't run out. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports.
At the start of the week, Tyler Kerr is one of the few people in the office. It was a busy weekend 3D printing 115 face masks for a local hospital.
We did a full 48 hours of nonstop printing. We were coming in at like 2 a.m. to start the printers again, and my staff all took a well-deserved day off so they could rest and sort of recharge batteries.
Kerr is the Makerspace Coordinator for the University of Wyoming Student Innovation Center. Makerspaces are places where anyone can come and learn to use emerging technology, like laser cutters and 3D printers, so they can build things. Kerr and other makers around the state are combining their brains, equipment, and supplies to produce personal protective equipment, or PPE, like surgical masks, face shields, and gowns for healthcare providers. The Centers for Disease Control says there are major shortages of PPE, like N95 respirators, because of COVID-19. The CDC is telling healthcare workers to take steps to make sure their supplies can last longer. Kerr and his team are working with a group called the Wyoming Technology Coronavirus Coalition, which began only a couple of weeks ago. Eric Trowbridge is the CEO of the Array School of Design and Technology in Cheyenne. He says he saw people who've been laid off during the pandemic and others express they wanted to help healthcare workers.
We can find the coders around Wyoming, or the hardware engineers, software engineers. Maybe we can get them excited and volunteer their time to work on meaningful projects that could hopefully help folks in Wyoming. And so we were able to bring together so many different folks, not only just in technology and healthcare, but in public relations and media. And then the average person was like, hey, I can sew, I can cook, how do I get involved? And so I'm just kind of like, all right, well, come on in.
Trowbridge created a Slack group, which is like an online chat platform where each chat room can have different focuses. The coalition has space for job postings, volunteers, medical supply drives, pitching ideas, and places for hospitals and groups to request what they need. It currently has more than 200 active members.
And this community has just really exceeded, I feel, every expectation of what I initially had an idea for.
But the Wyoming Technology Coronavirus Coalition isn't the only group working on solving supply issues in the state. There's a lot of makers contributing what they can. Spencer Kazara is the vice president of Forge Makerspace in Sheridan. He's leading a similar online community where they share ways to design and manufacture PPE.
The main priority is to provide the hospital with emergency backup supplies should they need it. And of course, also provide them with the information regarding these materials so that they can, you know, make their best informed decision on when or when not to use these materials or products.
The masks aren't meant to protect frontline workers the way an N95 respirator can. They are meant to extend the life of the respirator by covering them with a protective mask. But that could change if hospitals get desperate. Reed Ivazian is the safety manager at the Wyoming Medical Center. He says there are challenges that come with these new products.
The 3D printers can do a lot of cool things, but from the ones we've seen and from what I've been finding on them, they don't fit a face real well. With the 3D printed ones, it's a lot more rigid. We're not writing them off completely because we might get to that point, but we're not liking that as a primary method for right now.
We put in orders, as is every hospital around the country, and we get a fraction of what we ask for.
That's Tim Thornell, the president and CEO of the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. Officials at both hospitals say they have supplies to last for now, but that won't last them through the pandemic. Thornell says that's why it's great to have local makers, so they can troubleshoot issues as they arise, and then get a big batch of masks printed by a bigger operation, like the UW Makerspace. Right now, most makers are donating their time and resources, though hospitals are trying to help out financially as best they can. Kazara with the Forge Makerspace in Sheridan says he hopes these efforts will show how beneficial these makerspaces can be to communities.
I don't think it's very well understood what its purpose is or what the advantage would be to have, you know, essentially a small volume manufacturing shop in your community. The fluidity and adaptability of what we do is amazing to me. And, you know, I just hope that other people will eventually see that as well.
The hope is the relationship between the hospitals and makers can last long past the pandemic. To find out more information about these groups, visit wyomingpublicmedia.org. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler.